Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to another week of Do You Think's Just Bought It, the podcast where we talk about what we just bought and what you might need to buy next. I'm your host, Caroline Moss, and this week we're joined by none other than Katie Serino. She is the founder of Mega Babe. You guys know Mega Babe because we talk about it a lot. It's Thigh Rescue, it's Rosie Pits, it's Bust Dust, and more. And she is also sort of the pioneer of the Make My Size campaign on Instagram. She will go into a dressing room, try on clothes from brands that we all know and love and call them out when their largest size doesn't fit her. And as somebody who is often on the cusp of fitting into straight sizes or needing plus sizes, I really appreciate that because sizes are just numbers on clothes and they often make absolutely no sense. So I like to know who is stocking clothing for me to buy. Katie, welcome to the podcast.
Well, hello.
I'm so
thanks for having me.
I'm so happy you're here. Thank you for coming. I was trying to figure out when I started following you on Instagram. It was a while ago. We were still in the 12-ish style times.
Oh yeah.
Like you have been around.
We've been online buddies for years.
We have been. We shared a dermatologist in New York. Dr. Jessica Weiser, we love her. Shout out.
Love, yes.
And you came to BuzzFeed when I was working there. We have just kind of crossed paths a lot.
It's true.
I'm happy to have you.
Thank you for having me.
So, Katie is amazing. You have a collection like with like a collaboration with Stitch Fix going on right now.
Actually, it launches at the end of June.
Oh, okay.
And it's my fourth season with them.
Yes. I love Stitch Fix.
I do too. I think that they're so great and it's crazy what they can do with the wizardry of their data and like sending you the right size. I'm always surprised.
Yes. The thing that made me a Stitch Fix convert was when they sent me jeans that fit, which I have never found jeans that fit me shopping for myself, so that someone else was able to pick out a pair of jeans and put them in a box. And I put them, and it's like you open the box and you're like, oh, the jeans, they're not gonna fit me.
Who cares?
And
then you, jeans,
right?
Yeah.
And then you put them on, and you're like, holy shit, the jeans.
Everything
fit me.
That they send me fits me, which I think it's been like a 90% fit rate in terms of style. The style is not always my style, but like the clothes fit every time, which is a crazy, crazy concept for online shopping.
It feels nice to get a box of clothing that even if you don't want to keep the clothes, the fact that you can put them on your body and make a decision, and the decision isn't made for you because you can't get the sleeves over your arms or the butt. Like, what a novel.
That's a novel concept. That's exactly, I have to remind myself that that's the proper way to shop, is you don't buy what fits you, you buy what you like. So that's kind of how I do make my size. I don't go, sometimes if you look around a store, sure, you can find like a sweatshirt to shimmy into, but it's more that I'm looking for pieces like, what do I actually want to buy in this store?
Mm-hmm.
Great, now I'll go try that on.
Yeah, and it's also not like being relegated to like the black turtleneck in like extra large or extra, extra large so that you can go shopping. I'm going to call them out. Aritzia, I can't find one thing in your store that fits me.
Now, they just launched extended sizing.
Good.
So they're going to a 16 now, which is a big deal because really they were stopping at a 10. I think they had like an extra large, but it was really a 10.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. Some brands will engage with me. And some brands will not. Like, they launch that and they haven't even talked to me about it, which is fine. I don't need to like interact with every single brand that I do a make my size on. But it's interesting when brands decide to like, they don't want to engage.
You know, well, that also, so congratulations to them for making, like, you know, 12, 14, and 16. I don't think I'm going to still spend my money there just because my experience there has always been, like,
shitty.
Right. It's like, oh, there's a sweatshirt. Yeah. I'm like, I'm not shopping for a sweatshirt. I have enough sweatshirts. And I love a sweatshirt, but I'm not here to buy a sweatshirt. So, yeah, I feel like the novel concept of being able to, like, try different clothing and try to incorporate other different kinds of styles and colors and fabrics into your wardrobe and being able to know what you like based on what you've tried on and not what fits you is something that, as someone who has, like, kind of the spectrum of my size has always been 10, 12, 14, 16, and it depends on the week and it depends on the month and it depends on the year. Yep. And it's like, it is hard. And also some brands 16 is actually a 10. And then
16 is totally a 10 in some brands.
I found that out when I, like, got very excited. I don't remember what it was, but I, like, ordered a size 16 dress being like, you know, when you order, I don't know if you do this, but I'm a big, like, I order the 14 and the 16, and then I'll send one back because I know, like, one's gonna fit. And then I ordered from one brand, and it was an eight. It was, like, absolutely an 8 and a 10. I was like, neither of these are anywhere near this.
That's actually how Make My Size started, because I used to be, like, a 12, 14, and then when I became a 16, 18, and now I'm an 18, 20, I actually, like, I used to order from Net-a-Porter a lot. Net-a-Porter. And I used to order from them a lot, and I would always just order the biggest size. Like I don't think I've ever returned something to that store or that shop for ever being too big.
Yep.
So I would just always order the biggest size. But then when I sized out of the biggest sizes they had and I realized I could no longer shop, I was like, oh, fucking hell. And then that's when I realized that, like, I don't even think designers – I think designers think they're doing a good job, but they need to be brought into the fact that so many stylish women around the world want to wear their clothes, and they can't.
Yeah. Our money is the same. Like, we still – we want to give you our money. Why won't you take it?
Like, I don't know. You hate money? Right. Tori Burch, you hate money? I know you do.
Tori Burch, notorious money hater. always has hated money. That's exactly what I think of. Yeah, I actually think now that I'm thinking back to where I got this dress that I had to buy in two different sizes, I think it was Net-a-Porter or whatever it is. But your Instagram has been taking me on a journey, I think, of sort of more not just, like, self-love and self-acceptance, but really holding brands accountable for what they say they are doing, which is designing clothes for women, and sort of shifting that narrative to, like, there's something wrong with my body for not being able to fit into them, and totally putting the onus on the brands and saying, like, you need to make clothes that I can fit into, and then I will spend money with you, and this has nothing to do with me and everything to do with you, is a very powerful thing that you've started.
Well, I really wanted to help eliminate that moment in the fitting room when you're punishing yourself for eating the pizza or for not working out twice a day or for not, you know, losing 30 pounds before some event, because I feel like that's the natural state of women. Like, we go shopping and we're like, damn it, this is my fault. Like, I can't even fit into these jeans. And, like, that is the thing I wanted to eliminate. I also think it's important to call brands in, not just call brands out, because I think I have found working in the fashion industry that it's, you know, it's easier. Brands definitely react like they're scared of being called out. But I also think it's easier to start a dialogue with a brand when you're just showing them how many women want to shop with them, and you're showing them a body that they can't dress, even though they think that they have done a good job of, like, Tori Burch goes up to a size 14. Now, she's one of the few designers, like, in that area that was going up to a 14 from the start. That's something to celebrate. That's something to say, hey, you know, we were size inclusive when we thought a 14 was inclusive, and now we need to, like, add a few more sizes. Okay. Like, but there's no celebration. I keep going back to Tory Burch because it's the latest brand that I've been talking about, and it was a really hard one for me to call out, because I'm such a fan of the brand. And a lot of people like went through a Tory Burch shoe phase and they're like over it. But guess what? I'm still a brand fan. And I can't shop with you anymore. And like, not, I think she does an incredible job of like highlighting female owned businesses and encouraging women to be ambitious. And she's done a lot with like her racial diversity, and there's just one thing she won't touch, and that's size. And I think that that's interesting.
Do you have conversations with designers? I know you said Aritzia hasn't reached out since including extended sizes, but have any of these brands, you know, after you have called them out or called them in rather, kind of made you part of the conversation of figuring out how that, yeah. Can you tell us about that?
I think it's helpful. Like brands will be like, hey, we want to talk to you about this. And we'll have a conversation. Like I went in to meet with DVF a year before they launched their plus collaboration. And it's not just me doing consulting work. It's me going in and just having a real conversation with a room full of people saying like, you know, I did that at Madewell. I went out to lunch with the Veronica Beard designers, like right after I make my size post, because they were like, hey, we're actually doing this. And like, we want to share what we're doing. So there are definitely brands out there that have taken that feedback and just like, they're like, we're working on it. We want to do it. And like, we just want to like loop you in on what we're doing. And that's a great way to, I don't know, not that you can have an individual conversation with everyone on the internet, but like, I think brands who engage in the conversation are brands who are worthy of our money in my eyes.
Yeah. And they're also, they're all about, they want to change and they want to learn.
Even there are small brands out there who are like, hey, you know what? Like, listen, I'm a size 4. My business partner is a size 2. We're making these clothes. Like, we are self-funded. We have no money. Like, we can't pay for proper sizing right now. And I'm like, okay. Like, come back to me in a year. Like, let's see how the business is doing. So I'll take an answer. Like, I will take a logical business answer. I just won't take one from someone who has, like, retail stores around the country.
You know, I spent a lot of time at the Madewell store on Fifth Avenue in New York. It was across the street from my office. And I remember that shift when all of a sudden I could go into the store and there were jeans in my size. And it wasn't just like, oh, we have them online. Like, oh, order them.
Being told that you have a size online and that that's how you're being asked to shop is one of the most insulting things, I think, that retail doesn't understand how insulting that is, to be like, we have clothes all around you, but you can't wear any of them. Head home.
And in secret, you know, where we can't see you, please spend your money with us. And please get out of the store where all the really small people can also see you. That's what they're saying. That's what you're saying. You're taking up too much space in the store. Please go home, but go to Madewell.com. But yeah, I never ever got that feeling. I never got that feeling in the beginning of my obsession with buying Madewell clothing. And I think a lot of that was because I stayed away from pants, because trying on pants just made me feel bad. And now when I think back to it, I'm like, oh, it's because they only went up to a certain size and I would just grab the biggest size. And yeah, if that didn't fit, then something was wrong with me.
And yes. And then that's a whole punishment cycle. Yes.
So it is, you don't even have, there is no fight you get into with your body when you go into a store and you find jeans that fit you. And even if you find jeans that also, you pick it up and you're like, oh, actually, these are too big. And I'm going to just
it's a crazy experience to have.
Insane.
It's crazy to whenever I'm doing something and I pull like some pants and whatever, I pull like a couple sizes and I'm like, whoa, these were too big. Like, that is crazy.
Yeah. And I am used to, and I'm sure you are too. There was a point, I think, before the last few years where big name brands really started getting on board with size inclusivity, where it's like, you would just go into a store and throw a Hail Mary, grab the largest size and hope for the best.
Yeah. Yes.
And a lot of times it didn't work out. So I have always been really a big fan of you calling the brands in, and it is awesome to see how many of them listened and really wanted to to be more inclusive. We're going to take a quick break and we're going to be back. And we're going to talk a little bit about Mega Babe. Okay, we're back. So, Katie, Mega Babe, Thigh Rescue.
Let's talk about it.
We need to talk about it because I bought two Thigh Rescues in June 2018. And I gave one to my friend because we were literally talking. She was going on a date. They were going to Coney Island. And she was this whole thing where she was like, I can't wear pants because it's going to be too hot. But if I wear shorts, I'm going to like rash out.
Yeah.
And I was like, hold on. I literally had it in my bag because it had just come in the mail. It is like deodorant. It's like thigh deodorant. It is.
And I want to be careful about the word deodorant with thighs because so many women say to me, they're like, I just use deodorant. And I'm like, no. I appreciate that you think this is a hack, but Thigh Rescue is made to prevent chafe. So yeah, obviously it works better than a product that you're just using as a Band-Aid, essentially.
Thigh Rescue, for the uninitiated, it is an incredible product from Katie's company, Mega Babe. It is essentially like it looks like deodorant, but it's not deodorant. You lift your leg, and I'm sure you've seen the Instagrams. You like just lift your leg out up, and you like swipe the Thigh Rescue on both thighs, and then you are good to go. I throw it in my bag when we were still walking around in the outside world. I would throw it in my bag. And it was such a lifesaver because I spent many a summer wearing like Spanx under summer dresses, that is a sweaty mess.
The reason I launched Mega Babe is what the initial product was, Thigh Rescue. And I had spent so many summers of my life using different hacks, like so many different women do, and other products. And I was like, this product is okay. This product is totally toxic and gross. This product is like embarrassing to pull out of my bag. So it's like all these different options that are out there. I've tried those thigh bands. I tried everything. And nothing really was a fit for me. So that's why I launched Thigh Rescue, and it's the product I am most passionate about from Mega Babe. It's my desert island beauty product. Mm-hmm. It ruins my day if I forget it. And that's why it's so important for me that Thigh Rescue is available easily for women. I want it to be around the world. Right now it's just in the US and Canada, but really we sell at Target and Ulta, and one day I would love to expand into more stores. I think a product like Thigh Rescue is important to just be everywhere.
It is so incredible, you guys, because even this is not even just, you know, a plus size thing. Like,
no way.
There are very few humans whose thighs do not touch.
No, but yet isn't it interesting that a girl, you know, a girl with no beauty background and no product background had to make a product and actually had to like fight to get it made because so many people told me it wasn't a problem and it wasn't something that was going to sell or that people needed, because that's the lens that we look through everything. Like, everyone has a thigh gap, right? Like, that's what beauty executives, and it's crazy to think that that product didn't exist in the type of form that we offer it in.
I have to
right?
say,
like, there are anti-chafe sticks out there,
but they're not,
but they're
cute.
For runners.
Yeah, they're for runners, or they're like so medicinal looking. Like,
yes.
It's like, oh, you're just gonna like whip out like a tube of Monistat in the park
because you have a wild yeast infection. Right. That's what I've always said about Monistat. You have to put it on with your hands, which, like, okay, now what do I do with my hands?
Right.
And then it's also like, oh, cool, it's in your bag and you're like, it's, I don't know.
You do not feel sexy, cute.
No.
Carrying around Monistat.
No.
Not at all.
No.
I'll
take Monistat to the mattresses always, because when people are like, I just use Monistat.
And no.
I'm like, cool. Well, let me upgrade your life.
Yeah. I have to send you, I just bought this sweatshirt that says fuck a thigh gap from a black-owned athleisure business called
Thick Athletics. Oh, please send
to
me.
It's called Thick Athletics. I'll link it in the show notes. It just came last night, and I was like running around the house in it. It's so cute. It's like a cropped – you would love this.
Oh,
it's like
I'm
a
in.
Cropped I got it in like a dusty rose, and it just says fuck a thigh gap, and it's like a crop sweatshirt.
And
I'm going to wear it with my Madewell high rise, and I'm ready.
Great.
But yeah, I think there's just kind of revolution about like women just being like, yes, my thighs rub together when I walk. I need something for that, rather than being like, something's wrong with my body and I need to make sure that my thighs don't rub. It's like, just. And also,
and like, I'll live in shame and pain because no one else is talking about this. So obviously this is something weird that is happening with my own body.
It is a very liberating feeling to be able to put on Thigh Rescue and walk outside in a skirt in the summer and feel the wind through your legs.
Let the breeze
you cannot have with Spanx under. Spanx under a sundress sort of defeats the purpose of the sundress. It makes you feel like you are in a corset, like some.
Is that a slogan I can use? Like, like introduce your, like your cooch to the wind. I don't know. There's something there. I gotta work on that.
There's definitely something there because it's really liberating.
Yeah,
and also that it's you know, that you can throw it in your bag. And so if you are, and you know, you live in New York City. I lived in New York City. Like, that's a walk in town. Like, you could spend a whole day all over the place. And you, if you don't put that stuff on your thighs, you become so uncomfortable.
Yep.
It is painful. No way. It is painful. Yeah. And just to have it in your bag. And also, I've done it in public. I have put Thigh Rescue on.
You threw a leg up?
I threw a leg up on 59th. And 8th near my therapist's office two summers ago, right outside the park, actually, like the entrance in Columbus Circle. And I didn't feel any, well, A, it's New York. Everyone's always seen like a weirder thing happen. But like, it's such a cute, like, it's so cute. Like, you're not pulling out Monistat out of your bag and putting it on your legs. Like, this is a very cute, branded, like, little, like, deodorant looking stick. You put your leg up on the, I put it up on like one of the lampposts. Put it on.
I like that you remember this.
Oh, I remember it because I was just like I was just like, I need more now. Like, I need more, and I'm not gonna go find a bathroom. Like, I don't give a shit. Like, I'm just gonna put my leg up and do it, and no one cares.
No, I love making eye contact with people when I'm doing it because they don't understand what I'm doing, and so I find it to be funny.
Yeah, just maintain.
Yeah, maintain eye contact. Yeah.
So Thigh Rescue is obviously, I think it's one of your favorites and one of my favorites, but there's also Bust Dust, which is for boob sweat.
Yep.
But also for lower back sweat.
It's for lower back sweat. It's for swamp ass. It's really for wherever you need to like protect yourself before you go outside. There are a few things worse than summer in New York City.
Yep.
Which is why I made Mega Babe.
Yeah.
It's a survival line.
It is. We do have listeners who live in New York, and we mostly have listeners that live from all over. And New York in the city is so, living so bad. When you're living
everywhere else, it's like, okay, you get in your car, you put the air conditioning on. Yeah. Okay, you're like
at a pool.
At a pool, your office. I don't know. Like, it's, you don't have to like get anywhere. You don't have to walk anywhere.
Yeah.
You don't have to like lug groceries home. You know, like, there's just
the humidity. Yeah. Like getting ready for work in New York in like July.
It's useless.
It's useless because you walk outside and then you get on the subway and you show up to work looking like a sweaty, frizzy mess. But I used to like summer until I lived in New York. And then I was,
it's
and also
true.
Everything smells like piss, garbage.
Everything, the pee and the like, yes. And it's just, the smell, I'm confirming because I was there earlier this week. The smell is up, like the garbage, the pee, it's there. Oy.
Everybody I've talked to I talked to a lot of people who listen to the podcast. We chat on Instagram, and a lot of people are like, oh, you know, like, I've never lived in New York, but I visited once. Like, I don't think I could do it. And I'm always like, if you come back, like, come back the week before Halloween. Like, that, we get like two good weeks of weather a year. If you like a nice crispy, you know, 60 degree day, no humidity, please just come back in mid-October. If you're more of a summer person but you don't want the heat, come back, you know, Memorial Day weekend. Mm-hmm. That's all we have to offer. Like, we don't have any, like, don't come back. Don't come in February.
We have kind of mild winters, though. Like, honestly.
Recently, yes, we do. But also, there's nothing there. It's like, it's also, there's no beauty to, I don't know, going to Central Park in the winter is a much different experience than going in the fall.
I'll argue with you there and say that I think that is the reason why people live in New York, is because there are those like magic moments that only happen in New York, like in terms of like the weather sometimes, like when it's snowing, like a fresh coat of snow on a street.
Yeah. Right.
Make you homesick a little.
I'm going to definitely feel it around the holidays.
You're not going to feel it right now.
Not now. Yeah. I feel okay being in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
But I actually looked up, you know how, you know, every New York Christmas movie shows snow on Christmas, but apparently it has only snowed 19 Christmases in like the history of New York. So it's all a lie. Anyone who thinks New York is some sort of magical snow place in December, just come back. Yeah, you'll get the snow in February or sometimes March. we just have to like push holidays. But yeah, the summer can be brutal. And so being armed with products that are like cute and non-embarrassing to whip out, and
yeah,
just also kind of facilitates a conversation. Like, I feel a lot more comfortable now talking to my friends, being like, my lower back is like dripping into my butt. Like, that's a thing that, like, at 22, I probably wasn't like sharing.
Is that an age thing?
I don't know.
I feel like there are certain 22-year-olds now, though, that are like in that space where they're fine to talk about waxing their mustache or like sweat.
Mm-hmm.
It's becoming better. It's becoming easier to talk about normal body things.
Yeah. I think also the rise of YouTube and just sort of there being more platforms to find the conversations.
Sure, people to connect with
have.
And the conversations. Exactly.
Yeah.
No one was talking about that when I was in high school or like.
No one. No yeah. one. And also like if anyone, it's kind of, I don't know if we're going to keep this part of the podcast or whatever, but like, it's kind of like in high school when I remember like some girls would be like, wait, does anyone masturbate? And everybody like, no. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now in like my late 20s, 30s, like all we talk about. But it's funny because it's like, you have to see someone else have that, be able to have that conversation comfortably before you start to have that conversation comfortably. So I feel like Mega Babe is that product. It's like, I'm not the only one who needed this. Like, this product exists because there was a need. And this isn't like a weird me and my body thing. Like,
should we make a lube?
Oh my God, you should make a lube.
I don't know if the world needs it. There's so many lubes, but maybe people are shy about lubes. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, also, I don't really trust any like masculine branded sex anything that's like, this is for her. Cause I'm like, I bet it's not. I'm like, I bet it's all men around your marketing table being like, yeah, my girlfriend loves
this. This is for her. Yeah.
I would love a woman company made lube.
I'm going to work on it.
Yeah.
I'm going to think about
it. Take a note.
Okay. It's if you've got a problem that you're embarrassed about, chances are I'm working on a product for you.
Yes.
That's it. And if you don't think that I'm going to know to make it, please let us know. And I think like our hand sanitizer, which we launched in January right before the pandemic.
Insane.
That was a crazy timing. But like, I hope we get more into the anti kind of the cleaning area. And
I love the wipes.
I love the wipes too.
Wipes.
I love our melasma stuff.
Yep.
I don't know. I love it.
I have the opposite of melasma, which is my skin is hyper pink. And so I don't get any dark spots, but any sort of like, even if I'm wearing SPF 100, I still get like a sunburn. I have this Irish.
Really? Yeah.
It's so bad. I need like a Mega Babe hazmat suit sun face shield that I can wear. I need like a Mega Babe snowsuit to wear to the beach. Yeah, I did not inherit my father's Jewish dark features. And both he and my husband can walk out in the sun and immediately come back in like three shades darker. I go out in the sun and I'm like, oh my God, I'm so tan. I am pink. I am literally blush pink. And it never works. So I'm curious about the melasma stuff, but I know that I also don't need it. But I think what Mega Babe has done, which I think is incredible, is it's taken, like we said, all of these issues that women have been sort of embarrassed to talk about with their friends, or thinking that like, oh, this is just a thing that my weird body does, yeah. and said, like, you know what? No, walking around New York City all summer, my legs are rubbing together. They hurt. They're bleeding. I need yep. something for this. And I'm not going to apologize for it. I am a human with a body. Like you are walking the walk of what you ask of all of these brands, which is like, there's nothing wrong with my body. There's something wrong with your clothing. It doesn't fit me. Make clothing that fits me. And you're taking yeah. that to another level with Mega Babe being like,
thank you.
There's nothing wrong with boob sweat. We just don't have anything that will help fix it. And thank now we've you. Made something that fix it.
I appreciate that very much. Thank you.
Yeah, no, I love Mega Babe. And boob sweat, funnily, is not a thing that I do not get boob sweat, but my lower back is like an ocean.
My sweat is, it depends.
Are you sweaty? Are you a sweaty person?
I'm a very sweaty person. Yeah. I can't tolerate heat. That I'm loving Maine right now because it just never gets above like 72. Yeah. And I'm like, great, fine.
Well, LA.
It's sunny.
Yes. LA is the same because there's no humidity. It's humidity in New York.
Yeah.
That is horrible.
I get angry.
Angry.
Very angry. Yeah.
Oh, I get whiny. There's a little bratty, bitchy child inside of me that once it hits 78 and over 80% humidity, yeah. you don't want to be around
Done.
Me.
Nope.
And you go out to dinner with friends and they're like, let's sit outside. It's so nice. And I'm like, no, we're not yeah. sitting.
I'm like, I can't fucking breathe right now. No. Are you kidding? Absolutely. I got my hair up, no makeup.
Right.
I can't, like, once summer in the city starts, it's like, I change my skincare. Yep. Everything is different.
It is really treacherous. It's a treacherous place to be. I encourage you to come out to LA then, Katie, because I think you will like the dry heat actually is a-okay. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back and we're going to see what product Katie has brought to G-Thinks. Just bought it.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Okay, we're back.
You're so good at those transitions.
I'm so bad at them. So shout out to my editor, Veronica, who has been with me from the beginning. And I have a little post-it note that says, take a fucking break on the Zoom recorder. Because every time I'm like yapping away and I look down, I've been talking for 40 minutes with no break. And so she'll have to like put in me from another episode being like, and now it's time to take a break. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm really excited about the product you bought because I feel like it's been a long time coming that I have wanted to talk about this product. Tell me what you brought.
The Dyson Airwrap.
So good.
I did. So the reason that I got this is that I've had to do a lot of shooting like products for sponsored content or just for my own channel. I am never – my makeup, truth be told, I think I can do my makeup like – I can get on TV with my own makeup. Like,
that's
okay.
Impressive.
Well, everyone's got their thing. I'm comfortable with my makeup. Although I know I always need to put a lash on and that's where I get lazy sometimes. Mm-hmm. I get it. Okay. I get it. Mm-hmm. But, my hair is just never the thing, like ever. I'm always just like putting some product in that I'm like, I guess this is a thing. And then I put my hair upside down and I just dry it. Yeah. And then I leave. I'm not good at doing my hair is the really easy way to say what all of that. And I kind of needed to like get good at my hair. And so the Dyson Airwrap, you know, this is like not sponsored.
No, I mean, that's the whole point. It's like yeah. you bought this with your own money yeah. and you love it.
Now, I should be honest and say that they sent it to me.
Okay.
Okay.
This is the life of an influencer, you guys.
They are very generous with me. And I did, but guess what? I've tried other brands of other things and yeah. I use it for like a day and I'm like, no, this is like not my thing.
Yeah.
But the Dyson Airwrap is good because it allows me to, it has like all these different attachments mm-hmm. and it actually allows me to look like I got a real blowout.
It, Yes. So for reference, episode, I believe it's 6, Madison Malone Kircher came on and she brought her Revlon one-step volumizer, which ended up being like the most viral product that this podcast has ever recommended.
It's crazy.
It is crazy. Like so many people bought it and like it was written about everywhere. It was like in Vogue and like all of it came back to this podcast where we started talking about it.
Wow.
And one of the reasons she found it was because she kept searching the Dyson Airwrap dupe. And one of the one of the attachments on the Airwrap, which I bought in October 2018, on a
early adopter,
because I knew, because I do my hair pre-quarantine, when I used to see people and go to an office every I did my hair every single day.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, I spend, like, if hair is just like a thing that maybe like sometimes you want it to look good, like this is not the product for you. But if every morning you are spending like quality time with your hair, it does kind of make sense to buy like a $600, $500 machine that comes with all these attachments that lets you do your hair any way you want.
Yeah.
The Revlon is the dupe to the like brush attachment on the Dyson that does your hair out straight. It's the, yeah. And it's only like $35 at the time.
It's like a hot comb. The brush attachment. Yes. That's what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so that ended up becoming a really viral product because a lot of people were just looking for that one thing. Like I don't want to blow out my hair with a blow dryer and then also have to figure out how to use a round brush. And then
Interesting because that's like the least used thing I use on the Dyson.
Yes. And also same with me. So I use the curl, the barrels.
Yes.
Which do you use, the thicker ones or the thinner ones?
Because I use the thicker ones.
Yeah.
So I start off with a regular dryer and I give my hair like a full, kind of like a full, like a, not a full dry, but like a damp dry.
Yeah, like 70%.
Yes. And then I do the round brush on the top for volume.
Mm-hmm.
And then, now, here's like the whole thing about the Dyson Airwrap is that if you are skilled with curls, then using the Airwrap technology the way it's supposed to be is like amazing. Now, I don't always do the curls correctly. Like sometimes I end up with George Washington hair.
Yeah.
But where it really wins is when you do the beach wave curl,
mm-hmm.
right? And then it dries your hair and it gives you that like kind of natural wave without the Washington, George Washington hair.
Yes, there's definitely a learning curve.
Yes, you have to like fit, you have to do it a couple times.
You have to watch some YouTube videos. Yes, exactly. Yes. You need to actually like sit down and like take a night off and really commit to it because it's not super intuitive. Like you do have to like move your arms in all these directions. I think that's why the Revlon did so well for this audience was they were like, I'm not looking for this like massive machine. I just want one tool that will get my hair looking blowout straight instead of using, you know, a regular hair dryer and a straightener. And then, I bought the Airwrap it was a fluke. Like it was sold out everywhere. There were like, there was no way to get them for a long time.
For like a year, you couldn't even buy one.
They were always sold out. And I had already, it was already on my radar. And I magically, for some reason, was in Ulta and the woman in front of me was returning hers. And she had opened it and she had used it once. And she said, it's really not for me. And I was like, I'll take it. don't even restock it. I will take it off of your hands. And that's how I ended up with the Airwrap super, super early. And I also kind of bought it because I was like, this is so expensive. There's no way it's going to be as good as I think it's going to be.
No.
So I'll just return it. Like I can return it, you know, I'll get my $500 back.
Yeah,
like
it's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. And then I started using it and I was like, well, shit. I'm never, ever going to return this.
Yeah.
It's great.
And for someone who like does, I mean, yeah, especially for someone like me, when I am doing my own hair, I have to pay, you know, I'm not just running out to dry bar. I have someone coming into my house to do like hair and makeup, right?
Yep.
So then that's like a couple $100 every time.
Yeah.
And so like, this is a huge expense for me to, and to say that you can get professional quality, obviously it's never going to be as if someone professional is doing it.
Yeah.
But like to get good enough professional hair on your own is like, it's a big deal.
Huge deal. Yeah. And I imagine, I mean, in your line of work, which is so public and so tied to your look, like you literally have to be photographing yourself all of the time. So there is, and I know that you're very like relaxed and it's not, and you're like,
I don't use filters and people see me. Yeah. People see me all the time in my most raw state, but
you still want to, there are still times where you're like, I would like my hair done for this, or I would, you want to be able to do it yourself. And that it's a great example of the, like, you know, how much have you spent on Dry Bar, on Glam Squad, on all of this stuff over the years?
A lot.
Me too. And my hair is like I'm not a makeup person. I am a hair person. So, anything that's going to make.
You must be really good at with the Dyson.
I used to be when I had longer hair. So I have shorter hair now. So like, when I do the curls, it does look really George Washington-y because it like lifts it up into this like 50s Mona Lisa smile situation. Like it's like but when I had length, I could do like a Kardashian like wave in like 10 minutes and people would be like, oh my God, like, did you go to Dry Bar? And I was like, no. I went to
my own bathroom.
Yeah. But yeah, I have it out right now. I use it to blow dry my hair because when my hair dries naturally, it looks insane. I can't figure out what it is. Like half of my hair has nice beach waves. The other half sticks straight. Can't commit.
Same.
It's, you know, that is actually hormones.
Is it really?
Yes. Yeah.
It's so interesting.
Uh-huh. And in the makeup, I said this because I grew up as a kid with very like Jewish, like curly hair. Like my natural hair was like not like curls.
Still curly?
No, it dries stick straight. I could get beach waves just literally stepping out of the shower. And then all of a sudden I was 27 and two things happened. I became allergic to everything outside and my hair changed and I went to the doctor, I went to Dr. Jessica Weiser and she said, and I brought up the hair as like a different thing. I basically just said, you know, I woke up at 27. I felt like all of a sudden I was a different person. Like I had allergies that I never had before. My hair, she's like, oh yeah, like the makeup of your hormones like changes, you know, over time. So like now your body, like pH or like there's different things that it was like accepting of before and now is not. Like I never had allergies and now when spring comes, I'm a mess.
Allergies are awful.
Horrible. Literally horrible. And also, I think we're probably around the same age, but I feel like I didn't appreciate my curly hair when I was little because everyone was doing the hot tools, straightening the shit out of their hair.
Yes, yes,
and that's all I wanted. So I definitely still had that little like bump of curl on the top that you.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Well, I was big into like because I was very into all my friends who had naturally curly hair straightening it because they had the best straight hair. Because the curly hair gives you the best straight hair. And I totally know what you're talking about. Sometimes there's that one in the front. But they had like this. And because my straight hair was like just regular, stupid straight hair. But they had like the thickest, most beautiful.
Yeah. And it was like Duggar hair. Like it went down to the butt. And it's
Like, yeah. And I was like, just why don't you just straighten your hair? And they'd be like, you watch me do it. It takes 2 hours. Right. And I'm like, well. It's good. You know, it's good hair. You should do it.
And then everyone wanted waves. And then by the time I was just like, I was so excited to start leaning into my actual hair. And then all of a sudden it just started drying. I can't catch a break. No, the Dyson Airwrap is wild. I know they just came out with a straightener. Did they send you that too?
No.
Oh, you need to hit up your contact because there's some sort of straightener situation happening. I'll have to look it up. The Dyson Airwrap is weird story about the Dyson Airwrap. I said, my mom is really practical and she's really big on the like, you know, the buy one thing and then never think about it again. And I went home for Christmas. So I had gotten the Airwrap in October. I went home for Christmas and I brought it with me. And my sister has really long, thick hair. And I was like, I'm going to do this on your hair. I'm going to do this on your hair. And she's 10 years younger than me. She's 20, 24. She was like, what is this? How much does it cost? And I was like, And I was like, don't tell mom. Like, she'll kill me if she found out what I spent on this.
Yeah.
This is the mother who, when I was 22, when I moved into the city, called me and heard me say to a cab driver, 32nd and Broadway. And she's like, are you in a cab? Are you kidding? You don't make enough money to take a cab. Get out of the cab. Take this up. So I'm always so afraid of, like, my mother being like, that is a bad financial choice. So I was like, don't tell mom how much I spent. And no joke, like 2 hours later, she's like, mom, Caroline brought home this hair dryer and it's like $600. Like, Jesus Christ. But I was afraid that my mom, also, by the way, my mom does not care how I spend my money. I'm literally in my 30s, but you know, like all that like PTSD of like,
what are you talking about? How much was that?
Right.
Always. Right. Always. It's from my mom. It's my sister. Yeah. My dad now, like, you like does more jokes with it. Mm-hmm. Like, but my family is always making fun of me for.
You can't escape it. And especially when you go home for like a holiday, you sort of like revert new back handbag. Into,
right. What's this?
Right. Yeah. I haven't seen this before. Okay.
Oh, yeah. And I'm like, all right. I'm like, and then I literally, they knew that I was lying to them about prices for years. So then they know that whatever I'm saying is a lie. Like, I'll get, you know what I mean? Like, they're like, how much was that? I'm like, $29.
Yeah. Everything is $29.
Yeah. And they're like, okay. Okay.
Yeah, sure. All right.
Yeah. What's that hotel you're staying at? Okay, I looked it up. All right.
Yeah, that's so right. Their nightly rate this week seems to be a little high. You're like, okay, you'd be really great on SVU. You should be a detective. I was expecting my mom. My mom would like, she'd just be like, it's your money, you know. But she was very much like, yeah, this is what I'm talking about. You invested in the bit, you know, you do your hair all the time. I can see why it's worth it. And I was like,
oh, so she was
damn. Pro. And I was sitting there sweating my balls off waiting for her to read me the riot act at like 32 years old.
It doesn't matter. Like, it just doesn't matter.
No.
Like, you are never immune to just parental, like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah. And especially when you go home and you're with your whole entire family, you somehow become 16 again, where you're
I'm 10. I'm in the back of the car. No one's asking my opinion. I'll cry because my sister is mean to me. Like, nothing has changed in my house.
Oh, yeah. No, my parents, my mom has to sit me and my sister. So my brother is the buffer between us. And he is often taking calls from both of us complaining about the other. But my mom, every Christmas or every sort of family vacation in which we are all on, even after I got married, she will sit my sister and I down. She'll be like, I don't want to fucking hear it. I don't want to fucking hear it. Like, you want to fight? Don't do it in front of me. Like, this is my vacation. I don't want to hear you guys bickering at each other. And she's like in her mid-20s and I'm in my mid-30s.
It doesn't matter.
And still, yeah, my mom was like, don't fucking ruin my week. Don't fucking ruin my week, girls. And of course, like, you know, it's the same. We're in the back of the car, like hitting each other, being like, you're in my space. You're in my space.
But, Don't touch me.
Right, don't touch me.
Yeah. I'm don't touch me all the time. Like, don't touch me.
Are you the youngest in your family?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm the oldest. How is it just you and your sister?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm the oldest, but probably the least mature. So there's that.
I'm a bitch ass baby. And my sister but my sister's everyone's boss. So she bosses my parents around. She bosses me around. She bosses everyone around.
So the dynamic is always fun to return to and then to leave. I have like a tight cap on how many hours I can do consecutively with my family before like someone gets hurt. The Dyson Airwrap, are there any attachments you're not using? Like, is there anything you don't go for?
The small curls.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So you just do the big barrels?
Mm-hmm.
What's your tech? I'm curious because it took, like we said, George Washington curls, there is a little bit of a learning curve. What is your technique now? Like, how do you get the blowout of your dreams? Like, what is arm technique of where you
it's just that it's the three steps. I do the regular dry to 70%. I do the round brush for volume on top. And then I do, I brush it in the beginning before I use the regular dryer. Mm-hmm. I'm using like 5 attachments.
Yeah, you really like just pop them in and out.
Yeah.
I like the curl. I love that you can do the curls while your hair is wet. I don't do it, but you can do it.
Yes.
Which is really cool.
Yes.
And I don't know all the technology, but maybe you do, because I feel like maybe you have a more of an eye into that brand than I do. But like, what is their deal? Like, it's like, is it not? It's heat, but it's like not harmful heat. Like, how do they make it like healthy?
I think
for
it's
your hair?
I think it's heat that is. Oh, you know what? I'm not going to try to speak to it. I was going to say it's like better than a curling iron, but like I actually don't know why. So I'm not going to speak to it, but
that's smart
it somehow
PR.
Is better.
That is smart PR. Yeah. Like, right. Dyson spokesperson. There you go.
Yeah. I will. Dyson spokesperson. No idea how it works.
I will look it up and share with you guys. I know that it is better heat wise for your hair if you're using it like on a daily basis. I don't know why. It's just that what they told me. And I am like, oh, okay, sounds right. Sure. but I also do think for those of you who, you know, want something to make your hair look nice for like a wedding or an event, like the Revlon is still a really, really good option because it does give you that like straight
blowout. Yeah, it still
gives
you like I'm sure it would give you like a smooth.
Totally. And it does. But if you're doing your hair every single day and your hair is something that you actually spend a ton of money on, it might be worth the investment. And I filled out my warranty card and I actually put it to use.
Look at you.
I know. Well, I was like, I'm taking this seriously. This is like a $500.
So an investment.
Yeah.
And good job.
I did. And I had to use it.
And you know, Dyson, I've had things happen with my vacuums mm-hmm. and they really do. They'll just, they're
no
really
asked.
Good about their, yes, they're good.
Are you, so you're, I love my Dyson vacuum.
I'm deep into Dyson, okay? I'm not trying to come out here like a sponsored post, but I'm very deep into the vacuums. I'm also deep into the fans. Their fans are everything for me.
Really?
Oh my, do you have their fans?
No, I don't. I don't. I'm an air conditioner bitch. I don't do
their
fans.
Their hot, cool fan is so good for me because it really pumps out like cold air and I love the bladelessness so I don't have to clean it. Oh, sure. And then during the winter, actually, because like New York windows, like the old windows can get really drafty, we put that heater.
Oh, wow.
Like you turn it, it flips into a heater and then you use that as like a heater, but it's not like a space heater that's going to blow up. I have a Dyson fan on at all times.
I believe it. I believe. So I'm like I have the handheld vacuum and both cordless and then the big stick vacuum.
Oh, you're Dyson rich.
Oh, I'm Dyson rich. Well, everyone who listens to this podcast knows because it comes up all the time. When we got engaged, my whole registry was Dyson everything.
Sure. Smart.
And, yeah. I mean, that's the point. You upgrade to the nicer things.
Yeah.
But a vacuum, once again, another thing that if you just buy a nice one time, you don't have to buy
$745
of the, ones.
I know.
Yeah. And I love the Dyson because it truly is so good. So I believe that the fan is good. It just depends on like, you as a person, like, okay, what are your needs? You'll find a Dyson product that fulfills them. So for me, it's like the fan or the air purifier isn't like high on my list, but like you best believe I have the air wrap and two different vacuums. Huge fan.
Dyson, you're welcome.
Dyson, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Katie, I am so happy that you were able to join us today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's so great to chat like in person.
I know.
You know, really,
it feels like
not just in the DMs.
Not just in the DMs. It's been a long time coming. Yeah, we love. I'm going to link to Dr. Weiser. We love our love our dermatologist. But I'm also going to link to all the Mega Babe products. You guys, anything that you were sort of feeling weird about with your body, Katie has made you a product to make you better and less
weird. And if I haven't made it yet, let me know.
It's coming. Yeah. I want to know more about lube plans, but I also wait on bated breath for whatever you're coming out with next.
Great.
Tell everybody.
I can't wait to show you.
Tell everybody where they can follow you online.
You can follow me at Katie Serino on Instagram or at Megababe on Instagram. And Megababe can be found on our website or at Target, Ulta, or Goop.
Yeah. You guys are everywhere. Even J. Crew
and we just
at
launched
some point.
Anthropology. We were in J. Crew when they were doing beauty, but we're not there anymore. We just launched in Anthropology actually too, and we'll be in. I think we're doing some stuff with Nordstrom too.
Incredible, like taking over the world. And follow the Make My Size hashtag. I have followed that hashtag especially, so I not only see Katie's posts that are tagged that, but I see other people's posts, and yeah. it's very encouraging and cool, and it makes it, having that in my feed all of the time has, I think, subconsciously just made me feel so much more comfortable at whatever size I happen to be that day, and kind of just, it promotes that message that like clothes should fit you. You don't have to fit the clothes. And I think that's powerful. It's 2020. Let's stop pretending that there's like a one size fits all for all women. Katie, you are an inspiration. I am so happy you were here. And everybody, you can follow G Thinks Just Bought It on Instagram at G Thinks Just Bought It Pod. Tell us what you need recommendations for, and we will link to everything that we talked about today on the episode in the show notes. And we will see you next week.